Gather round, take a seat, relax. It's the Verbringen with Rabbi Levi Avtzon, right here on 101.9 High FM.
101.9 Chai FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtzon of Linksfield Chul, and it is Verbringen for the last time, my last time on air on this Tuesday slot. All good things have a season, and I want to begin this final show. I know in various forms it's been going on for 12, 13 years, and it's been quite a journey, and I want to start by thanking Chai FM for the incredible platform. An incredible support over many, many years. I just think, you know, started this show before Linksfield Chul. Still finding my place in South Africa. I think it was like 2 years after moving here. And a young guy in the 20s received this incredible platform. And it's been an incredible opportunity. And for the last week, was doing a lot of reflection about all the shows, all the topics, all the formats. I remember when the format for the show was being interviewed. I remember being interviewed on the station. And then eventually the format moved on to, you know, talk. Had a few guests, but on the most part, it was not really a guest program. It was just reflections. And tried to the best of my ability to always keep it relevant and to always keep it to what's going on in the community. I remember doing shows during COVID. After October 7th, you know, load shedding. 12, 13 years is a lot of time and a lot of different experiences and a lot of happy times and stressful times and anxious times and positive times. And here we are. And it's time to say goodbye. And more emotional than I expected it to be. And what I want to do in my last show is to really reflect, not on myself, but on the incredible community that we are part of, the South African Jewish community, which some of us appreciate, but I think many of us take for granted, at least till we choose to emigrate and then see what we've lost. You know, having been on the station, first of all, how many Jewish communities around the world our size have a dedicated station going on for over two decades. That itself is incredible. And Torah every day for 2 hours and such a variety of content. But in so many ways, we live in the most blessed Jewish community, and I mean that in every sense of the word. And it's easy to take it for granted. I often tease my community that when somebody leaves this world after 120, please God, there's two lines in heaven. There's one line for everybody else, and there's one line for South Africans. And the South Africans, they have one question that they're asked when they get to the front of the line. One question by God, and that is, did you appreciate the gift I gave you? Do you appreciate the quality of life you had? Did you appreciate the community you were part of? Did you appreciate the miracles of democracy in your country? Or did you focus on all the negativity? We live in such a blessed land, and we live in such a blessed community. And if we take it for granted, not only is it ungrateful, it lessens the quality of our life. Right? Somebody could be living in a gorgeous home and never, never appreciate it. I remember seeing a video many, many years ago on YouTube of this girl, obviously from a very, very wealthy family, and they present her for her 18th birthday or 21st birthday, this gorgeous red, I think it was a Lamborghini or Maserati, whatever. And she starts, the second she notices it's red, she starts shrieking, "But I told you white!" And for me, that always symbolized, like that story, that little 10-second clip, always highlighted what a life of ingratitude looks like. Right? You got a red Maserati and all you're thinking about is, "But I asked for white." But the truth is that in many ways, we're all that girl. Right? God gave us life. And each of our life has so many challenges, but life itself is a million times, trillion times better than a Maserati. There's no greater gift than life itself. But whether we do, we complain to God about the challenges of our life. We blame our parents for the challenges we have. Instead of saying, my God, you got a Maserati. Like, you got life itself. How blessed are you? How lucky are you? How gifted are you to be able to have the privileges of life? And that's what we really have here in South Africa. We have so much blessing. And we have so much opportunity to tap into the blessing. But if we don't tap in, if we don't appreciate the gift, if we sit with ingratitude, not only is it unfair, but we'll never have joy. We'll never have joy. Gratitude and joy are the two sides of the exact same coin. You cannot be a happy person if you don't have gratitude. Because if you don't have gratitude, then you expect everything. And if you expect everything, then why should I say thank you? Why should I be happy? Why should I be happy that I'm driving a car? You know, pulling up to the station, I drove in a car. And I pulled up to the station, and there's electricity in the station. And I pulled up and had a good lunch before that. And if all these things I take for granted, then I will never be able to appreciate. I'll never be able to celebrate. I'll never be able to take in the gift of what I have. So the first thing I really want to highlight today on my last show is the gratitude we have to be in this incredible community, the gratitude we have to live in this climate with these people. I really believe that different countries, different spaces around the world have energies. I'm not saying this in some like wacko crazy way, but right, you walk into one home and you're like, wow, such a peaceful, beautiful energy. You walk into another home equally as pretty. And it's not. It has a rough energy, has a tense energy, has a aggressive energy. This country, South Africa, is very much very blessed for the challenges it went through, the fact that it's still such a loving place, the fact that many of us are going to be heading out to holidays in a few days' time all over the country, feeling safe, feeling blessed, feeling welcomed is an incredible, incredible gift. And we're in the holiday. We're about to enter the holiday of celebration, of gratitude. Hanukkah is a magnificent holiday. I want to talk about it after the song. But we're entering into a holiday of celebration. We're entering into a holiday of gratitude, a holiday of light. But, and that's really my message to myself as we say goodbye to the Verbringen show, is to be a person of light, to be a person of gratitude, to be a person of positivity, to not be a person that's of ingratitude, of kvetching. It's so easy to be a kvetcher. It's so easy to be a groaner, to be so, you know, just groaning the whole time and being miserable and ungrateful and hectic. We have the incredible opportunity of living in such a beautiful place. And I was very intentional in the songs I chose for today's show. I try to be every week, but especially this week. And earlier we were listening to a song called Miracle of Light, which is very much the theme of light. And for the song that I want to play now, it's a song called Keep Climbing. It's an old song. It's about 15 years old, not that old, but it's oldish. And it's a slow song, but with a very powerful message. Because for me, what I'm telling myself as finishing one journey here on Chai FM, but I think to each and every one of us as we're finishing school year, heading into holiday season, from one challenge to the next, nobody has a clue what 2026 will bring. Every year comes with its own package given to us by Hashem. None of us know what we're walking into, but I do know this, that we should never stop climbing. So this is Keep Climbing on 101.9 Chai FM by Avram Fried.
This is the Verbringen with Rabbi Levi Avtson on 101.9 Chai FM.
This is 101.9 Chai FM. My name is Rabbi Levi Avtson of Linksfield Shul. It's the final show on the Verbringen, please God. Opportunities in the future, but for now, after 12 to 13 years, I can't find which week we started, but it's time to say goodbye. And very, very much as a farewell show. And a gratitude show. Shared earlier my gratitude to Chai FM and to all those that we've been along on the journey. And all those who don't know my face but recognize my voice and approach me in the most random places telling me they know me. I always say that radio is one of the most fascinating platforms because people know you, but you have no idea that they exist. But somehow, after 13 years sitting for 40, 50 weeks a year, talking into the mic and communicating, I do feel like there's some form of relationship with the listeners. Again, most of whom I don't know, and some of whom I hope I'll meet throughout my life. But it's a fascinating, fascinating medium, radio, TV, other such platforms where you're basically putting out content, but there's no direct feedback loop with the listeners. But to each and every one of you that have been on this journey, whether it's 13 years, 5 years, or this is your first time listening, thank you. Keep climbing. That was really the song. I hope you felt the heart behind that song, because one of the greatest challenges in our time is the fight to keep climbing, right? Often people talk about the way the world used to be and the way the world is, and obviously there's a million different changes, and some positive, some negative. Sometimes we're romanticizing the past way more than it deserves to be. But I think most people would agree today that resilience and the ability to fight forth is something that is not as drilled into the psyche of our generation the way it was drilled into the psyche of previous generations. And each one for their own reasons, and it's not about judging, but it's fundamentally realizing that the fight to keep climbing, the fight to go on a difficult day, the fight to not despair, the fight to not give up on life itself, unfortunately, in extreme circumstances, the fight to not give up on the opportunities of our life, but to actually believe that tomorrow the sun shines and that opportunities come and that maybe Hashem is testing us right now, but every test has some form of conclusion, and there's always the deep satisfaction when we go through the test. And even if some tests will never end, there's other parts of our life which are so radiant and so blessed and so beautiful. And if we can live with that, if we can live with the approach that each day Hashem is giving us a chance. And right, the great commentaries tell us that when we say each morning, the first prayer a Jew says in the morning while still in bed is Moida ani lefanecha, I thank to you, Melech Chayim, the everlasting and eternal God, Shechazarta bi nishmasi bechemla, that you returned my soul to me with compassion, because the soul goes up every single night to heaven. We're told it's like a mini death almost at sleep, where the soul goes up in heaven and gets rejuvenated and gets cleansed after a day of lots of good deeds. But every day we make our mistakes, and each day God returns us our soul cleansed. And the final two words that we say is Rabba Emunasecha, Rabba Emunatecha, how great is your faith. The first statement we declare in the morning is not how great my faith in God is. I declare my gratitude to God, Modani, I'm grateful, but I don't declare my faith. What I declare is God's faith in me. Rabba Emunasecha, how great is your faith in me? How great is your confidence in me? You believe that I could do this again. I heard this beautiful story a few weeks ago that deeply resonated with me, that one time the Slonim Rebbe, he was a sage that lived somewhere in Europe. I think Slonim's a city in Russia, I stand to be corrected. Anyway, the story goes that he walks into some space, a tavern or wherever it was, and he sees a very simple person sitting over there, but the face is shining. There's like a radiance out of this individual. So the Slonim Rebbe turns to his students that were with him and says, can you go over to the guy and find out what's his deal? What does he do? What makes him such a radiant person? And they walk over to the guy and they say, tell us a bit about yourself. And he says, there's nothing to say. I'm very, very simple. I'm a shoemaker. There's not much for me to say about myself. I can't really celebrate myself as a major scholar or leader. So they come back to the rabbi, the Slonim Rebbe, and they say, this guy's pretty average. I mean, there's really nothing there. And the Slonim Rebbe says, something's up. And again, finally, the Slonim Rebbe says, I'll walk over to the guy. He sits across the guy and he looks at him and he says, tell me. I know you're a simple man. I know you're a shoemaker. I know you don't know how to read. You don't know how to learn. But your face is shining. There's something about you that's incredible. Is there something you do every day that is atypical, different, unusual, unique to you? He says, yeah, Rabbi, to be honest, there is. And that is every night before I go to sleep, I lie in bed and I start talking to God and I say, Bashefer in Himmel, creator of the universe, creator in heaven. Only give me my soul back tomorrow if you believe that I can do everything you want me to do tomorrow. If you feel that I have no role to play in your world tomorrow, then don't wake me up. But if you do, please, I see that as a sign of confidence that you believe in me. And the Slonim Rebbe turns to his students and says, now I understand why this guy's face is shining, because every single day he wakes up and he knows with 100% certainty that God believes in him. Every single morning that we woke up this Tuesday, right, early December, almost halfway through the month of Kislev, is not just a day. It's not like, oh, November's finished. We're now in December. A few more days left to school. Can't wait to get to Plet. It's not only that. Today is a day. Today is a day that Hashem woke me up and turned to me and said, Levi, I need you in the world today. I believe you can accomplish it. Go accomplish it. And go do it in the best of your ability that I gave you today, right? Some days we wake up awake. Some days we're very tired. Some days we're sharp. Some days we're not so sharp. Some days we're feeling great. Some days we're feeling pretty shabby. But fundamentally, each day God's showing up to us and saying, with the tools I gave you today, with the energy I gave you today, with the health I gave you today, make it, keep climbing. Fight it. Make the day count. And what I hope that we've done over the many years and this show and the Verbringen show is to encourage myself. I've said many times that for me, the radio show is just a platform to talk to myself out loud. Thanks for listening. It's the ability to encourage myself and you to do better, to grow. Right, I remember I have a few favorite stories over the years, but one of my favorite stories is a fellow that every time he sees me, he tells me that thanks to the radio show, 1 year before Rosh Hashanah, we were talking about forgiveness and how there's pretty much no justification to cut off family. Obviously, boundaries are important, but never cut off. And immediately after the show, this individual called up a relative who he hadn't spoken to in a few years and made peace. And it's already a few years later, and there's still peace in the family. And that story moves me every time, because what greater result can there be for a radio show, just sitting in a microphone and encouraging myself and all of us to just keep climbing, to do something bigger, to do something incredible. We want light in our world, right? For so long, we fought for the hostages to come home, and thank God pretty much everyone besides two is home. And we've prayed for peace, and we've prayed for things. And we want world peace. When will there be peace between the nations of the world? When will there be peace in Israel? When will Russia and Ukraine go to war? Stop going to war, I mean. When will there be peace? When will the government start seeing clarity? All these big world things that we really believe are the source of our anxiety. But the truth is, if I can't talk to my brother-in-law, if I can't talk to my brother, if I can't talk to my sister, if I can't talk to my spouse, if I can't talk to my parent or my child, then I have to stop looking at the macro, at the big world, at Russia versus Ukraine and Palestinian versus Israelis, and ask myself a simple question: what's going on in my own house? What's going on in my own simcha? What's going on at my own Shabbos table? What's going on in my own wedding, my own celebrations? Do I have peace in my own little universe? So many of us are trying to change the world. There's such a great passion to change the world. But the world, that three-letter word, the, I often find it to be quite a tricky word. No changing the world, changing a world, one world, right? Too many of us are ambitious about changing everything. And it's beautiful. But first and foremost, one world, and it starts with my world. I have to change my own world and hopefully make an impact on the nearest and dearest to me, and then hopefully make an impact on somebody that I can have a direct impact with. One by one by one by one. That's all God asks of us. God does not send us into the world. Rabbi Munasecha, it's not that he's trusting us to change the world in some, you know, grandiose way. I often think that most people that try to change the world change it for the worst. Very few people change it for the better. But change a world. One forgiveness, one act of grace, one visit, one smile, one kind message, one donation, one act of grace, change a world. That's the most incredible thing. The most incredible thing is to make an impact in one person's life. The holy Baal Shem Tov said many, many years ago that the soul enters this world. In other words, a human being is born, and it might very well be for to do just one favor to another person. In other words, the only reason I might have been sent into this world by God Almighty is to have an impact on one person. I don't know who that person is. Only after 120 will I find out, hopefully. But that's all we're looking for. We're not looking for to change the world. We're looking for to impact one person. Right? I remember hearing from a rabbi who was sent to do outreach in a massive university with 7,000 Jewish students. And he came to Lubavitch Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, I can't contact 7,000 people. I mean, 7,000 people is an overwhelming number. And the Rebbe said, so start with seven. Seven is a lot more than zero. Start with seven. And then hopefully another seven and another seven. And either you will reach all the 7,000 or you won't. But seven is a real number. One is a real number. Two is a real number. Too many people often spend so much time thinking about grandiose ideas instead of just find your seven, find your two, find your three. And the way we can do this is by remembering that Hashem blesses us every day. Rabbi Munasachi is believing in us. He's gifting us the opportunity. Today is such a gift. It really is. The weather's beautiful. Finally, a bit of sunshine in Johannesburg. I almost decided to hold a funeral after last year's summer and the beginning of this year's summer. I was thinking of holding a funeral for summer in Joburg, but thank God there's still a vestige of it. Such a beautiful day. And to remember that it's a small little smile. Everything's a smile from Hashem. And that's the song I want to play for you now. It's called Never Alone. It's a gorgeous song. And the Hebrew words is that God sends angels with us to watch us on our path. And the rest, you'll understand. It's in English. But the most magnificent melody by Mendy Warsh. This is 101.9 Chai FM.
This is the Verbringen with Rabbi Levi Avtzon on 101.9 Chai FM.
It is 13:45, and I'm Howard Feldman, and Rabbi Levi Avtzon has just been completely, completely ambushed because I'm sitting on the one side of the studio. Kathy Kayla is on the other. Prove it, Kathy.
Hello.
There we go. It proves you here, I guess, not on the other side of the studio, but that is something completely different. But we certainly didn't want to and couldn't let this moment pass without showing Hakarat HaTov, gratitude, and just acknowledging the huge amount of commitment. 13 years of talking, as Rabbi Avtzon said a little bit earlier, almost into a void because you've got no idea who is on the other side. But I can tell you that there are many people on the other side, one of which is my wife, and said, what do you mean he's not going to be doing the show anymore? And then her only thing was, well, then maybe she thinks a lot of men need to hear your show, by the way. And and she says, you know what, maybe it's not a bad thing. Maybe convince him to do it at a time where more men can listen. And I said, well, I feel like that's kind of aimed at me, but all right, that's got nothing to do with this. It is from me. I just want you to know, and I said this to you off air, I'll say it on air, that you have made a significant contribution, and we are very, very saddened that. But understand that sometimes not everything is forever, and if that's a decision that you feel you need to make right now to step away, certainly we respect it. We are not happy about it, and certainly the space here is always available to you. And I just wanted to thank you for everything that you have done, and wish you everything of the best in the future.
Thank Kathy. You. That means a lot.
So, yeah, here goes me. I'll try and keep it together for this. But one of the things that I really love about your show is that you always spoke to us in very real terms. You understand that we are all living sometimes in survival mode. And for that time, we were out of survival mode. And you put in time and effort to think about where we're at. And it felt, even though you're speaking to tens of thousands of people, it felt very, very personal always. And I always left your show feeling better. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you both. That's it.
And we just a small token of our appreciation. And I believe that I'm just handed Rabbi Avtson a gift, just a small token of our appreciation, and just to not let this moment pass, because these are important moments, and it shouldn't go without some form of acknowledgement.
Thank you. Thank you. That means a lot. And maybe I do need a different time of the day.
Hold on. Do we get the gift back then? No, we certainly don't. But
onwards and upwards, Rabbi.
Absolutely. Always. And thank you. Thank you on behalf of all of our Chai listeners. Thank you for everything that you've done.
Appreciate it. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Howard. Thank you, Kathy. We used to be neighbors.
You've enriched our lives beyond any measure. Thank you.
Wow. It's been an incredible journey and very enriching. And I have to say that radio is an incredible platform to work through ideas. It's also terrifying because you say one wrong word.
ECCSA.
welcome to my world.
Yeah. But it's also like people are tuning in like halfway through a sentence.
And 100% right.
And I often find that quite a challenging thing to sit there saying, okay, if somebody tuned in, how long would it take them to follow exactly what I'm saying? Because if you prepare like a lesson kind of sheer format, then they come in halfway and they can never catch up. So I was always very cognizant about like, okay, it's 10 minutes left to the show, but if somebody came in now, does it stand alone as its own content, or is it just built on everything else and therefore they can never catch up?
It's a huge problem in radio. It's about 6 minutes that many people have to listen. So that means count every 6 minutes is almost a new set of listeners listening to you. So it is a big challenge, and I think that you and all of the other Rabbonim have quite a difficult time of it because of that. Part of the reason that we are looking to move the times that we're going to have Shirim, so that if people would have, you know, to a time where people can actually listen and have a process developed.
Not out of the car.
Not in and out of the car. Yeah, it is a big challenge. Every show needs to kind of figure that out. And there's certain times of the day that obviously are more so, where people are running around.
So who knows? Maybe a new time, new opportunities.
Good. Good.
Not closing the door.
Excellent.
But thank you. And I want to thank to the entire staff. I don't know how many guys I've worked with, but to Craig, to Vusi, to so many over the many, many years. It's a thankless job, but a very important job. I've been in times when it doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So when it does work, thank you. And thank you for building an incredible team. And Howard, I wish you so much,
you know,
bracha in taking the station to new heights. And Kathy, for many, many years of incredible dedication to building the station. I can't think of a better way to finish off. I brought up my final song for the show. Vusi is Light Up the Nights. That's really my final message. It's a Hanukkah song. Hanukkah's in a few weeks, less than 2 weeks' time. Light up our nights, light up our lives, keep climbing. Thank you so much. God bless you all.